Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, after the hour, thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Bennin is here, too. Elise, as I told you earlier, is an original member of our Brain Trust. That means she joined us at least in 1998. Some of our Brain Trust members are still with us since 97, but Elise has got a 13th anniversary coming up a little later in the year. Looking forward to celebrating with her. She's been an abiding resource for us all this time on a number of different topics. She continues to amaze. I don't know why I'm amazed anymore at the proliferation of ideas that she has. And today she's here to talk to us about money. It's a topic that she's covered in a new book, The Creative Professional's Guide to Money. No pretense there at all. Elise Bennin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
That could be a little pretentious there. The creative professional's guide to money.
Right, but it doesn't say complete. Comprehensive.
Well, I know, but it's money. I mean, you know, Adam Smith said one of the three most important inventions of mankind, of those three, one of them was money.
Mm.
The other two are the written word and what he called the economic tables.
Mm.
But he said money, and he's right, because if you think about it, the thing that allows you and me to do business together without having to, you know, barter is money.
It's true.
It's important in our lives. You know, the Bible says that it's the love of money, not money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. But some people think it's the filthy lucre, that kind of thing. But we still need it, don't we?
We do, and we also need to know how to handle it. And so, because I work a lot with creative professionals, it seemed to me...
You mean artsy-fartsy guys?
Yeah, designers and writers and illustrators.
Some of them are people you have to lock up at night, that kind of thing?
No. No, but they've had no training when it comes to business, for the most part, and especially when it comes to money. So, you know, in my introduction to the book, I start out by basically asking if you're weird about money, because... that's how people get. They get weird about money.
Yeah. So I know what weird means, but what does weird about money mean?
So the way I define it is that when I get weird about money, about anything in my life, actually, I get overly complicated and things go a little fuzzy and gray and there's a lot of anxiety and sometimes even chaos.
Drama, yes.
A lot of drama.
Your head starts spinning and you get a little shrill about things. That kind of thing.
Or, you know, I think a lot of times what happens is people start making up stories in their head instead of just talking.
Reporting, what journalists call reporting inside your head, huh?
Exactly. Imagining what other people are going to say, what they want, what they are or aren't willing to pay for, instead of just saying, all right, let's talk about it.
So what you're talking about now, though, is how much you charge customers for, right?
What you charge, yeah, generally I'm talking about pricing, but I'm also talking about, you know, just having your own bookkeeping in order.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing what you earn and knowing what you owe.
You're right about this, because I've done business with people who were like you described, and they wouldn't even get around to sending me a bill.
Right.
I'd have to call them and say, hey, how much do I owe you? I know I owe you something. And they'd say, well, yeah, I guess I need to do a better job of getting my invoices out. And I'm thinking, well, duh.
It's true. In fact, remember, Jim, that before I evolved my business to the marketing focus, I was a professional organizer.
Right.
And I would go through people's piles of papers. And one of the things we would do sometimes would be send out invoices. But the reason they couldn't send out invoices is because all these piles of papers that they had to organize before they could put the invoice together.
Do you think they felt bad about asking for money? Do you think that they hadn't established up front what it was going to cost people, and when they saw how much it was, it made them wonder, you know, I couldn't pay this. How can they pay that? Do you think it's that kind of thing?
All of the above. And I also think, again, because I work with creative people who love what they do for the most part, they almost feel like they shouldn't be charging for it sometimes.
Yeah, because they love doing it so much.
Yes.
It's such a creative outlet for them. They just wish that they could just, somebody would keep filling up their refrigerator and all they had to do was keep working. Right?
Yes. And on the other hand, I hear a lot of people complain about how the clients won't pay what they think they're worth. Mm-hmm. So that's the other side of the extreme.
Do you think, all right, now I'm going to ask you a question now. I know I'm very serious about this.
All right.
Do you see a difference in this issue between men and women who are in this, in the category you're talking about?
You know, I don't.
Really?
I don't. And it could be a function of the type of people who come into the creative businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Share something in common.
I think you're right. I can see that, where it kind of transcends gender, doesn't it?
Exactly. Because I understand what you're getting at, and I think there is that. There are, you know, men are certainly socialized differently and to focus on business.
Well, our ego makes us believe we're worth a little more than maybe we are.
Right. Well, there's definitely that.
I mean, that's kind of hard to imagine how that could be for us guys, but it's possible. I'm conceding that it's possible.
Yes, exactly.
But women, I do think women have to kind of, you know, put their big girl pants on and send the bill.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. So, where do we go from? How do we help these people?
Well, I think one of the main things and the reason I wrote this book is about training, because a lot of people feel ashamed about what they don't know, about their ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And don't really know where to get the help at the basic level that they really need it. And this book is really basic. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice the subtitle is how to think about it, how to talk about it, and how to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the managing it is just a third of the material. The how to think about it, and especially the how to talk about it, is the part that people ask me the most questions about. How do you find out the budget of a prospect before you spend all this time
mm-hmm.
writing proposals that you're not going to get?
Mm-hmm.
How do you negotiate?
I have two words for that.
What?
Ask them.
Nah.
What? What's wrong with that? I do it all the time. What's your budget? You know, let's find out if we even have, you know, we get to keep talking, you know. And, I mean, you'd be surprised how many times people have asked me to do something. I say, what's your budget? They say, we don't have one. I say, goodbye.
Mm.
No, well, maybe not goodbye. Maybe something else. Anyway, quick break. Right back with Elise Benin. Good stuff. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.